I'm Donna Little. I'm the executive director of Rainbow Kitchen Community Services in Homestead. And Rainbow Kitchen is an anti-hunger organization. We have a lot of programming that is meant to help alleviate hunger, help to ensure that people have enough food to eat and children have enough food to eat. And also we do social services that are relevant. You know, if you need food assistance, there are other things going on that you may also need help with. And so we try to really kind of in a holistic kind of way help people to make the best of whatever their situation is now and maybe to improve it if they're able to do that.
Tell me about Giving to Grow.
Oh, Giving to Grow is great. That they've been really very supportive of us. They're, when I've had the opportunity to go and speak to them, it's great because they're so involved and interested and wanting to know how can we help and, you know, what more could we do, what more can we help you to do to make things better for kids. Part of the impact, one thing is that a few years ago, before we began working with Giving to Grow, we had we were really fortunate to receive some government funding that supported our Kids Cafe program. And because of changes in how the government was what they were emphasizing they wanted to spend their money on, we just like that lost $53,000, which was a big blow. And I know, you know, they had been great about funding us all these years, and I know that they really hated to have to do it, but it had to be done. And we took, there wasn't even really any time to stop and think about it, because we feel that what we're doing here, feeding children, is so important that we, there was never any question, okay, we've had this huge loss of funding, can we continue? We knew we had to continue. And so we, instead of having this one good big source of support and then needing to raise additional money for the program, we suddenly needed to raise all the money for the program. And we, some of that came from our operating money, and, you know, we scrabbled it together. But then just within the next year is when we learned about what Giving to Grow was doing, and it's really been great. It's been, it has really helped to make up some of the loss of the budget that we have. And it's also, in addition to the money, it's also been great because of the interest and the support and the enthusiasm that the members have. They really seem invested in, and I don't just mean financially, but they really seem to be invested in, we are supporting a cause that we really care about, and we, you know, we really are getting behind it. And they've you know, been able to make some really good suggestions to us about things. And, you know, sometimes just in the course of doing a grant application, you know, you get asked a question that makes you think, you know. So it really does feel like a partnership. You know, it really feels like they're working in partnership with us to make sure that kids have enough to eat. And the impact, I've told about us, but the impact on the kids is, you know, we're talking about low-income kids who, you know, if not for the Kids Cafe program, might not really have anything of any substantive value to eat from the time they get school lunch one day till they get school breakfast the next day. So they've done a lot for us, and we're really very grateful for it.